Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about Penn State versus Michigan in our game preview of the week, it's our host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
What's going on, Jeremiah? Talking some amazing football here in college, week 7. Two top 10 teams going at it. It's going to be a great matchup. Can't wait to dive more into it.
Absolutely. And for everybody watching our live broadcast or listening on our podcast, thank you. You are the reason that we do this every single week. You're the reason that we keep growing so strong. And we definitely suggest you tell your friends and family and colleagues all about us and tell them to like, subscribe, and make sure to hit that notification bell so that you can know every time we drop a new episode, which is pretty much all the time, pretty much every day, actually. All right, Mr. Logan Landers, we're into NCAA Week 7. What do we have to look forward to from Penn State versus Michigan?
Well, let's talk about these Penn State Nittany Lions, right? Currently in, like I said, in the top 10, looking good. Coming off a bye week, so they're well-rested. Everyone's relaxed, ready to go for this big game here in Ann Arbor. Looking at Penn State, you got to start with quarterback Sean Clifford. In the last game against Northwestern, solid 10 of 20, 140 yards, one touchdown, one interception. Let's get those numbers up a little bit more. I understand the rain was a factor, but hey, you got to do what you got to do against this Michigan Wolverines team. But the real strength of this Nittany Lion offense, it's got to be the running game, man. This team can run the ball like no other. As a team, 58 rushes for 220 yards and one score. That's thanks to the trio of Nicholas Singleton, Catron Allen, and Kavion Lee. All those gentlemen put in some good work, all even pretty much around the board in terms of their numbers. They are a force to be reckoned with. The receiving core, you have Parker Washington, who's the main guy, 4 grabs for 73 yards, was leading the team. But they're still trying to get that receiving core figured out. They still lost, like I said, Jahan Dotson in the draft. So they're still trying to figure out who's going to be that number one. As for now, it's a bunch of guys who are just kind of getting spread even throughout the team, along with Britton Strange and Mitchell Tinsley, who are in the mix as well. A couple of fumbles, like I said, the weather conditions were not very pretty in that game against Northwestern. A lot of rain. They had 4 fumbles as a team. You can't have that. You cannot have that against this Michigan Wolverines team, or else you will be eaten alive. It's going to be tough. But the real strength of this team, I think, for Penn State, it's got to be the defense, man. This defense has looked really good all throughout the year. The only exception was week 1 against Purdue. They gave up 31 points. But other than that, they've looked really good. Only allowed less than 21 points the rest of the ball games they've been in. And in the game against Northwestern, like I said, they only gave up 7 points. That's good. That is very good. PJ Mustipher led the way, looking really good this year, by the way. 8 total tackles led the way. 1 sack as a team, thanks to Nick Tartburton. And they had 5 tackles for loss with an interception from Jair Brown. So the real thing for Michigan or for Penn State to win this ball game, solid play from Sean Clifford. Just keep it clean. Do whatever you can with your feet. Just keep it good in the pocket. Get that running game going. That's going to be the big key. Can they get the running game going? And have a stout defense. It's going to be a tough matchup against this Michigan Wolverine squad. But let's talk about them, man. Like I said, perfect on the year. 6-0 in the Big Ten. Number 1, looking good. They beat Indiana 31-10 this past week. Looking a little bit closer, quarterback J.J. McCarthy, 28 of 36 passing, 304 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 INT. Really good. But we all know the real star of this offense is Blake Corum. 25 carries for 124 yards. That's just pretty basic for him. That's just a weekly stat at this point, is him getting well over 100 yards. He is an absolute beast at the running back position. And also, he got a score in the game as well, the 5-yard average. So looking really good as a squad, 40 carries for 165 yards. The receiving game, Ronnie Bell led the way, 11 catches for 121 yards. And Luke Schoonmaker behind him, 9 grabs for 67. Watch for those guys having another big day. As for the defense, like I say, only give up 10 points to this Indiana team. They've been very good as well on defense with this entire team. They've only gave up a max of 27 points against Maryland a few weeks ago. But, man, it's going to be a fun game to watch. Michael Barrett led the way with 7 tackles. Junior Colson behind him as well with 7. And Jeremiah, 7 must be the magic number here in Michigan because they had 7 sacks as a team. That is very tough to do. I don't care who you play. So, 7 sacks as a team. Very good. And it was spread even throughout. Everyone had one, it felt like. Even the water boy probably got in there. As a team, they had 10 tackles for loss, 1 INT from Rod Moore, and they just dominated the Hoosiers. So looking at this team, this battle here, it's going to be a tough, just grind matchup. 2 quarterbacks who are going to have to just keep it clean, keep it good looking. 2 amazing running games, I think, and very stout defenses. But I think for overall my prediction in this ball game, and Michigan, Penn State, the battle of the Big Ten, who's going to come out on top? I got to go, Jeremiah. I have to go with the Michigan Wolverines staying undefeated in this one. Like I said, no knock to Penn State. They've done great, but I just got Michigan being a little bit stronger in this one. So for my final prediction, I'm going with the Michigan Wolverines 31 and the Penn State Nittany Lions 20 is my final score in this upcoming bowl game.
Wow. That's incredible. I do think this is going to be a huge matchup. I was over on Twitter just yesterday, and I was seeing so much buzz about these two teams and just wondering if Michigan's going to keep on doing what they do or if Penn State's going to really put it in for this one. So, yeah, thank you so much for that. Well, what do you think? We want to hear from you. Please put in the comments, what do you think the final score will be, and what do you think the keys to the game are for Michigan and for Penn State to keep on rocking in this season? We want to hear from you. So tell us over on YouTube or tell us on Facebook, and you can even go over to our LinkedIn and see all of our great podcast information. But if you're not listening to our podcast, we need to tell you about it. We put our podcast out on every single platform. I personally listen over on Spotify, but a lot of our audience listens on Apple Podcasts. But then still some of our other audience listening on Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Overcast, Amazon, or so many other great platforms. So wherever you want to listen to 100 Yards of Football, we are there for you. Just look for our Football on the 50-yard line there, brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Logan Landers, for that great NCAA Week 7 preview of the Penn State Nittany Lions versus the Michigan Wolverines. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be right back with another live episode. Stay tuned.
Let's see what producer Jeremiah Long and host Logan Landers have to say about the next game preview.
Hello and welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and join me to talk about our NCAA Week 7 coverage of the Auburn Tigers versus the Ole Miss Rebels. It's our host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
Hey, what's going on, Jeremiah? Talking some SEC football between the Rebels and the Tigers. Going to be a good matchup this week. Can't wait to talk more about it, my man.
That's right. And, you know, we were just thinking, I saw this quote on Twitter yesterday that said, the only way to the national championship is through the SEC. So, you know, these are two SEC teams, correct? Is that correct?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know why, I ever had any doubt in my mind. I'm so used to looking just at Alabama, Georgia, and Tennessee things that, you know, whenever these teams come up, I know that we're always like, oh, if you get the loss, though, here, though, it's an SEC loss, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, I just think about that a lot. So, you know, for all of our live viewers or our podcast listeners, we know that this is where your fan depth is at. You love your Tigers. You love your Rebels. And we just bring this show to you every single week for that exact reason. So you know how it is. The only way through our podcast is through the SEC. So, Mr. Logan Landers, will you tell us what do we have to look forward to from the Auburn Tigers versus the Ole Miss Rebels?
Yeah, man, let's get into it. Let's talk about these Auburn Tigers real quick. So far, right now, sitting at 500 on the season, 3-3 to be exact. Back-to-back losses so far, lost to LSU 21-17. And then this past week, they had to face the wrecking crew that was the Georgia Bulldogs, lost 42-10 in that one. We know Georgia had a purpose, right? They were, at the time, ranked number two, now back in the number one spot. They were wanting to reclaim their throne, and they did just that. So looking at what Auburn did, quarterback Robbie Ashford, 13-38 passing, 165 yards, one touchdown, one interception. Got to get that up, right? Not the best numbers there, and he's got to play a little bit better if Auburn wants to compete in this upcoming ball game. The rushing game, right? Like I said, Ashford led the way there, 9 carries for 52 yards. As a team, 25 carries for 93, only a 3.7 average. Got to improve that as well. But we know Georgia's got that top-tier defense. It's hard to get anything on them. The receiving corps led the way by Jarquez Hunter, 3 grabs for 73 yards and a touchdown. And behind him was John Samuel Schenker, 5 catches for 32. The defense, right, had a tough go at it, but they did. You can say you shut out Georgia in the first quarter, so you can hold your head high with that. Owen Popo led the way with 8 tackles on the team. Donovan Kaufman behind him with 7. They had 1 sack as the team, give that one to Colby Wooden, and 3 tackles for loss. No interceptions. And like I said, they were just struggling to get out the gate against Georgia. It's, like I said, they only got 10 points. That came in the second half, so it was tough. Just tough going at it for the Auburn Tigers. But let's talk about Ole Miss, man. The Rebels, they've had a tremendous year. Perfect 6-0 on the season. They went up against Vanderbilt, man, and they put them down, man. It was rough to watch if you are a Vanderbilt Commodores fan. They won 52-28. That offense, man, we know it's high-powered. And they were electric in the game. Jackson Dart, a name which has been coming up across a lot of the top quarterbacks in the SEC, he did it once again, man. 25-32 passing, that's real good. But 448 passing yards, a 14.0 average. I mean, that's almost a first down and a half, man. 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. But, man, when you're throwing the ball for close to 500 yards, I think you can get away with 2 interceptions. I mean, just phenomenal. The running game did really well also. Zach Evans led with 11 carries for 80 yards. Behind him was Judkins, 11 carries for 46. As a team, they had it 28 times for 143 yards. Good for a 5.1 average. So you're going to want to keep that up as well to just kind of mix it up a little bit. The receiving corps, they were very happy, obviously. Jonathan Mingo was the big breadwinner in this one with a total of 9 catches for 247 yards. I had to keep refreshing and refreshing my browser to make sure someone didn't put a misprint in there. But nope, it is correct. A 27.4 average and 2 touchdowns on the day. Now, Jeremiah, I couldn't even do that in Madden. And this guy's doing it in real life. That's insane. Jordan Watkins, also a very good day. 7 catches for 117 yards and also got in the end zone. So they were pretty happy, I think. I'm sure they all went out, had a nice dinner afterwards, and they were feeling good about themselves. The defense, like I said, no slouch as well. Gave up 28 points, but A.J. Finley once again led the way. 13 total tackles. Behind him was Troy Brown with 7. But one thing they are going to have to improve on this week against Auburn, because it wasn't all perfect, they didn't have any sacks in the ball game. Got to get to the quarterback a little bit. They didn't have 3 tackles for loss. They didn't have 8 passes defended. So the secondary was working well to go along with the team. But you got to get some turnovers, I think. You know, you got to get some sacks, got to get some interceptions. But overall, like I said, the offense is really what is carrying this Ole Miss squad right here. And that's why, Jeremiah, I got the Rebels getting the W in this one. I just think that offense is too high-powered right now. I think Auburn, they've got some bright spots, but I just don't think it's there quite yet for them at the moment. So I'm going to go with the final score in this one. Ole Miss Rebels 37 and the Auburn Tigers 17. I just think that offense for Ole Miss is going to show out once again, and they're going to remain undefeated on the 2022 season. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Wow, yes. Well, let's see if Ole Miss can do it. They do seem to be looking great. The Auburn Tigers really want to get their season back where it's supposed to be at, and we all want to see exactly what happens with it. So all of our live viewers and our podcast listeners, we want to hear from you. What do you think will be the final score? If you're watching our live broadcast or watching it on the replay, then please put in the comments exactly what you think the final score will be and what do you think the keys are the game for Auburn to turn it around and for Ole Miss to keep on going for an undefeated season. And if you're listening to our podcast, first off, thank you so much. We love our podcast listeners. We have so many of you that have been joining us week after week. But if not, come and join us. We're over on Spotify, on Apple Podcast, on Amazon, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Overcast, Google Podcast, or anywhere that you love listening to podcasts, including on the Believe Podcast Network, which is our sponsor. You can just look for our football on the 50-yard line there, and that's where you can find us anytime that you need to look for a great podcast that's about football. Just look up 100 Yards of Football. And we'll be there for you every single day, week after week, in and out. This is our prime time. We love the season. So, yeah, definitely let us know. Well, thank you, Mr. Logan Landers, for that NCAA Week 7 coverage of the Auburn Tigers versus the Ole Miss Rebels. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be right back with another live episode. Stay tuned.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.